What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, and we're going to go back to the telephones now. Kyle in Philadelphia, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Tony?
Hello? Kyle, are you there?
Tony. This is Tony. I don't know if you're looking for Kyle.
Oh, I was looking. Well, we'll go with you, Tony, for right now. Okay, we apparently lost Kyle. Tony, what's on your mind?
I'm not going to call. Yeah, not much. I called earlier to talk about the migrants and how the European Union is led by an unelected body, and it's similar to our country with the CIA. That aside, just to bop on over to another topic, you had mentioned something about, well, you're always talking about vaccines and autism. And there's an interesting article about SIDS deaths being reduced by 75% by having a fan in the room. Have you ever heard of that?
Yeah, especially if it's filtered.
Yes, I think it comes down to air circulation. I don't know why or how it works, but it was in the New York Times or the Washington Compost. But it's a reputable.
Well, here's the problem with that. Sudden infant death syndrome is sort of a blanket explanation for a brand new infant all of a sudden dying. And it covers a wide range of possible causes. At one point, there was concern that if babies go face down on the mattress, they couldn't breathe through the mattress. So now baby mattresses are designed to allow airflow. And obviously, if there's contaminants in the air, that can be an issue as well, provoking some kind of a reaction. But the issue of the link between SIDS and vaccines has to do with a very obvious anaphylactic reaction. And most of those cases, the parents will report that even before the baby was put to bed, that they seemed to be in some kind of distress, and they'd put the baby to bed saying, tomorrow we're going to go to the doctor. And they get up the next morning, and the child has passed, which is a horrible tragedy to have to go through. So it's like the term cancer actually covers a multitude of different conditions and diseases.
Yeah, I mean, it could have something to do with reducing fever. That's always a common reaction with an adverse vaccine reaction, high fever.
Yes.
Possibly
yes.
Air circulation, cooling the baby down.
That's a good point. That's a very good point.
But I guess the question is, why wouldn't they be handing out fans instead of Infamil or this garbage that they hand you after you give childbirth?
Because
the literature on it, nobody knows about it.
Well, because vaccines are a $30 billion a year business, and were it to come on out that the vaccines are actually harmful and have been known to be harmful for decades, the civil litigation would absolutely destroy the industry. Now, the U.S. government, of course, threw their hat in with the vaccine makers with the Homeland Security Act, which actually included a provision to indemnify vaccine makers from being sued for any harm caused by their products, because these vaccine makers are such wonderful campaign donors every election cycle. And so now, if you are the parents of a vaccine-damaged child, you have to submit a claim at what's called the vaccine court, which is actually covered by taxpayer money, not the vaccine companies. And because there was this growing surge of parents filing claims, the vaccine court said, help, help, we need to prove that there's no link between autism and vaccines. And the CDC cooked up this report, which has been since exposed as having been a fraud, specifically for the purpose of allowing the vaccine court to tell all these parents of vaccine-damaged children, oh, your child was just born that way, the vaccine companies are innocent, you don't get any money to help take care of your child. And it's a big, giant ripoff, and it's been allowed to grow to such a scale that if it were ever fully exposed to the eyes of the American people, it would not only bring down that vaccine industry itself, but the government that very obviously protected and covered up for them.
Right. And, you know, that vaccine court, even though the odds are nearly insurmountable in winning over there, they still have paid out billions of dollars to damaged families And this is, you know, that's a small fraction of the people.
Yeah, it really is.
Settlement.
And the issue in the long term is that because nobody will honestly deal with the link between this ever larger number of vaccines that are now mandated by the government and the exponential growth of children diagnosed as autistic after they get those vaccines. By the year 2030, half of all American children will be diagnosed as autistic. And that means there's going to be half the population unavailable to the workforce after the year 2030. And a significant portion of the available workforce is going to be tied up caring for all these autistic children. And then there are not going to be enough workers left over to work in the factories and farms and fields and so forth and so on. And so this has to be dealt with. And I'm absolutely delighted that Donald Trump has appointed Robert Kennedy to chair this commission on vaccine safety. And Robert Kennedy has now accepted. And the vaccine companies are just in an absolute panic right now. Because if it ever all comes out that they have known all the way back to the 1940s that there was a problem, you know, we're not talking just civil litigation against the corporation. We're talking criminal prosecution of all these executives.
Yeah,
let alone all the parents who are going to kick down the front doors on those office buildings and drag these people out to burn them alive at the stakes.
Oh, that would be wonderful. And I'm glad you mentioned about Robert F. Kennedy Jr. I've been following him for quite some time. Real quick, the autism rate in Israel is rather low. I was reading an article earlier about it. It's three per thousand, I believe, is the rate. Very, very low. And
yes.
And we're looking as to why the autism rate among Orthodox Arabs and Israelis are even lower than that. So that's an interesting point. Well, I'll let you talk about that. And if you would link to something about that the article about air circulation and SIDS, I think it's an important thing, and it could save a lot of children's lives. Thank you, Mike, for your time, and I hope you and Claire are doing well. And I like the new voice, personally.
Yeah, well, Claire doesn't, so I'm working to get back to my normal lyric baritone. All right, we're going to let you go.
Take care.
And one of the reasons that we have seen this push for mandatory vaccinations without any exemptions at all is not just to maximize the profit to the vaccine company, but to avoid having an unvaccinated population that can be pointed to as indicating that there's a problem. The Amish refuse vaccines. They don't get autism. There's been one documented case of autism in an Amish child that the pro-vaccine people were out there saying, see, there's nothing, but the vaccine, they still get autism and everything. Turned out that child had been adopted by an Amish family and had had the mandatory vaccines before the adoption. So that's the whole idea, is to get everybody on the vaccines, and then there's no unvaccinated population that can be used to draw a comparison. And it's all driven by that money, $30 billion a year. We're going to do a quick shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network here. And we're going to take another phone call. Mark in California, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike.
Yes.
Can you hear me?
I can.
First of all, I want to dispense with the pleasantries. I've been listening to your show for a couple of years now, usually a day behind because I watch it on YouTube, courtesy of Ron Gibson.
Okay.
If you forgive me if I'm a little bit starstruck, because talking to you, sir, is like talking to, I mean, you're like the Jimi Hendrix of proof, of truth to me. You know, this is like, you're Bruce Lee to me, sir. So I'm a little nervous, but I really, really appreciate what you do.
You're going to turn my head.
You're
going to turn me into an egomaniac if you keep up that nonsense. And
I doubt you can be an egomaniac with all you.
Oh yes, I can. Oh yes, I can. All he needs a little encouragement, and I'll be right up there.
I'm the one that wrote you and said I don't know about the resemblance between you and Dwayne Johnson. I kind of see you more as an Orson Welles. I didn't think you'd read it because, you know, I know you're under the weather. But,
okay. Well, I'm anyway, a little behind in the email. I get hundreds of emails every day, and I try and read them all.
I'm sure. Well, you'll recognize it when you get it. I'm from your home. I'm in your hometown. Well, not your hometown, but I'm in California.
Okay.
And so, and you know, I accept everybody's condolences. But real quick, the phrase "buttercups and snowflakes." I don't want any of the conservatives out there to take this phrase lightly, because they are a very dangerous bunch. They may be sheltered people who get their feelings hurt by words, and you know, the rainbow hair people and all of that on the left. But at the same time, whether they know it or not, they have a militarized set of allies, whether that be the radical feminists who would have voted for Hillary even if they saw Hillary committing murder with their own eyes. They would vote for her just because allegedly she has certain parts of her anatomy that would make her a female.
Yeah.
Or in my case, I'm black. I don't use the term African American because there's nothing about Africa I really associate with, but I'm a black person of mixed race. I have Cherokee, I have Jewish and Puerto Rican in me. Most of my friends are black and Hispanic. I was born and raised in the San Fernando Valley in California.
Okay.
But you and the other conservatives need to know that this, the Democratic Party, they have what I consider to be a militarized faction or militarized allies. If you're at all familiar with the trending, I don't do Twitter or anything, but if you're familiar with the whole meme that's going on, like with the rapper Snoop Dogg, the other famous rapper, T.I., when they come out and voice their disapproval of any person of color supporting Trump, you know, the whole fake news thing about Trump being such a racist and such a, you know, dictator, it's amazing how these people practice all these dictatorial actions, but then they turn around and call the one person who I see is maybe going to stand up for freedom, they call him a dictator. I mean, this really has been a campaign of extreme hypocrisy. And what's really sad is I'm a Ron Paul supporter from 2010.
Mm-hmm, me too.
And in South Central L.A. and the San Fernando Valley, I could kind of pretty much roll around and campaign for Ron Paul and not be too much at risk in terms of my safety, because people here are so brain dead, they didn't even know who Ron Paul was. But now with the media pushing this whole, you know, Donald Trump is worse than the devil type thing, sir, if I walked out of my house with a Ron Paul shirt, with a Donald Trump shirt, I would literally be a moving target for anyone, for any black, any Hispanic. They would just gladly do me harm or do my family harm or do my property harm. And so that's what I'm trying to get across to the other conservatives. These liberals, they've proven themselves to be dangerous. For instance, the thing in Chicago with the four monsters who, you know, I mean, we all know that was a hate crime, Mike. That was clearly a hate crime. And the way the mainstream media sort of, or the corporate media sort of just kind of belittles those actions like it's just, you know, a little bit of mischief or something, it shows how they're in alliance. So even if they're not actually toting guns and breaking into homes and doing things like thugs and gangbangers, their refusal to frown on that behavior, in my opinion, they're condoning it.
Yes, they are.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Let me get a comment in here, and then I'll let you continue.
Sure.
The problem that we're dealing with is that Hillary Clinton ran her campaign as a personality cult, And so what we're dealing with here are basically some fanatically religious cultists. And they are dangerous. They're as dangerous as Jim Jones people were before the Kool-Aid. They're as dangerous as the Scientologists. They have been absolutely convinced they're serving a higher purpose, which makes it acceptable behavior to ignore the law, ignore ethics and morality, to torture people and so forth. I'm not minimizing the danger of these people, especially if they outnumber you 4-1. Okay, but the image of the snowflake and the buttercup is to basically underscore the fact that they're not functioning as rational adult human beings, but again, as these fanatical cultists.
Absolutely. You know, I've never really read the whole Art of War, but I'm sure there's something in there about never underestimating your enemy. And,
yes.
And these people have proven themselves to be the enemy. I mean, sir, when I see a middle America soccer mom get out of her little Prius and take the Donald Trump sign from somebody's yard, I cringe just as much as when I see a group of thugs beating up someone who's just trying to get to a Donald Trump rally. It's the same behavior, and the way they choose to look the other way or condone that behavior is just, you know, I mean, some soccer mom would never affiliate herself with gangbangers, but whether she knows it or not, doing what she's doing is almost the same thing. I mean, when these rappers get out and you know, they have a First Amendment right to voice their opinion, but these guys actually have the power to tell other neighborhoods, you know, take up arms and go to war. And you've seen it. You've seen the videos.
I have, but two factors you need to keep in mind. First of all, the people who were committing the violence at the Trump rallies were actually hired and paid to be there. And the second, as violent as individual liberals may be, from their behavior, it's very obvious that they lack any sense of discipline and willingness to work coordinated. Which, so if it comes to
in actual combat, I totally feel they lack the discipline or any type of strategy to be any kind of a threat to like, let's say, veterans or real militia or something. But in the same
time, they're a mob. They're a mob with no chain of command.
I want all conservatives to just don't turn your back on them, man, because imagine if somebody calls 911 dispatcher for help, and that dispatcher is one of these never Trumpers. Can you imagine? They would be like, "Oh, so you're in a house and you might be unarmed, and there's home invaders outside. Sure, we'll get somebody to you." And I really think they will just take their time getting help. You know, I truly hope that this. What you said, this cultism, whatever it is, whatever disease they're on, I hope it doesn't really leak into a lot of the fabric of like law enforcement and military nationwide, because, you know, it's ugly and it's completely un-American. It totally goes against any constitutional type of republic, and they don't care. I mean, you know, you got Meryl Streep and you got that guy John Lewis. You know, but then you got Snoop Dogg telling these gangbangers, you know, beat up every black who supported Trump. And, you know, to them, we're like the worst sellouts. We're like, we're traitors. We're like, you know, the last time I heard, I didn't have any boss. I didn't have someone, you know, that tells me what to think and who to vote for. And, you know, but with them, either you go along with the spiel or you're an enemy. And there's no talking to them. There's no rationalization, because all they want to do is scream and yell. You've seen the video where the Black Lives Matter took over the Bernie Sanders speech.
Yeah.
And the Black Lives Matter people just totally went up and took his mic. That's them. That's them in a nutshell. I mean, that's Hillary Clinton. That's the fake news. That's the whole, you know, Putin was an internet cafe in downtown L.A., and he just totally hacked into everything, and the only reason Trump won is because of, you know, it's just crazy.
Listen, well, the reason it's crazy is because control over the American people has all been an illusion for decades, and They dropped the card out of the sleeve, and now we all know it's been an illusion, and they don't know any other way to get it back. Anyway, I need to let you go. We got to do a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
My favorite time of year. Cooler temperatures and, well, let's be honest, layers. Lots and lots of layers. Look, I get it. We all have that favorite hoodie. Matter of fact, I've got a few favorite hoodies. You should wear yours. Enjoy it. I do. But I stay focused on my health year-round. And for me, I take Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. I eat right, control my portion sizes, still maintain a commitment to regular fitness, and I get plenty of rest. And I take Nature's Youth RSF. It's okay to cover up your beach body for a few months, but don't just forget about it. Nature's Youth understands exactly what it means to provide top quality health products, and Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain peak performance levels and fight the aging process. So layer up and get started today with Nature's Youth RSF. Naturesyouth.com. Simple to use, even simpler to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Pardon me. And we're going to take a phone call from Steve in California. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, hey there, Michael. I think you and I have the same illness going on right now, so stand by here for my voice. But, hey, I was thinking about this whole Obama thing, commuting the sentence of Chelsea Manning, and it occurred to me probably a couple weeks prior, Julian Assange spoke and agreed to be extradited to the United States if Chelsea Manning would be released and have a sentence pardoned or commuted. And so I think the other side of that coin is I don't think that Obama did it because he thought it was the right thing to do. I think they just want their hands on Assange.
I think that other caller was right, that probably Obama wants to steal Trump's thunder because Trump would have issued pardons.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I still hope that Snowden is on the list to be pardoned because he did the right thing. He is a hero.
Yes,
that man.
Absolutely.
That's it, Mike.
All right. Well, thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Will in Cincinnati. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Hey, you sound better today, by the way. A little bit.
Yeah, I'm getting better. Another couple of days, I'll be fine.
Chipping away at it. A quick comment on that topic you were just on. Not only to steal Trump's thunder, but to give it a headline to draw our attention away from all the other commutes, which we really don't know much about.
Well, most of them are drug dealers.
Yeah, it's a nice little distraction there. I wanted to call something to your attention. Don't know if you heard about it or not, but it was a pretty big deal to me here. We had a student at Ohio State, and maybe you heard about him, Tarek Unterreiner. He was the treasurer of the Buckeyes for Concealed Carry. He testified before the legislature last year in November, in favor of concealed carry legislation that would automatically cover campuses. And he was found gunned down. He was the first official homicide in Columbus in 2017. And the police have made a statement. They said that the investigators do not think the shooting was random in nature.
Okay, there's a lot of wet work going on right now, unfortunately. Yeah. A lot of people dying under questionable circumstances. There was that reporter who'd gone public on Russia Today saying that he was forced by corporate management of the media to run propaganda stories for the government under his name and byline. And he supposedly died of a heart attack. But one of the things that was revealed by the church committee hearings back in the 1975 is the CIA actually has a gun that can induce a heart attack. And,
right.
You know, they're real James Bond over there, only they're not good guys.
Now, with this Tarek Unterreiner.
Yes.
It hit the media out here. It hit all of our main media outlets. And then there was a 2 or 3 day period where it was pretty silent. And then, like I said, 2 or 3 days later, they came across with a one-line mention of it, and they said, authorities do believe it's possible that this was drug-related. Now, if you look into this guy, Mikey had an above 4.0 GPA. He was obviously politically active. It doesn't fit the MO, if you ask me. I'm not making
no, it doesn't. It doesn't. But
right.
In this day and age, you know, we're used to people being killed off by governments and even corporations, and the police just go along and say, oh, yeah, it was a suicide. He shot himself in the back of the head twice. And we're supposed to just nod and go along with that nonsense. And of course, you know, all the way back to the start of my, if you'll pardon the expression, career. The Vince Foster case, they put out a piece of propaganda that was just woefully inadequate and not really convincing, and we call them on it. This is nonsense. You guys are lying to us. And it's like all of a sudden daring to accuse the government of lying is like the new top offense in this country.
Right, and I find it really ironic that the same people who told me all along as a child, you know, you can do anything, you can be anything you want, are the same people who look at me nowadays and say, oh, you can't do anything about it. You can't. And it just doesn't add up to me. And I just feel like we can. People just need to have the information.
Oh, absolutely. And we are making a difference. That's what's got the globalists in such a panic. Thank you for the phone call. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far a 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And getting on back to the news here, the globalists are in a panic. They were so close to their dream of a one world government and a single golden throne for planet Earth. And it's now just fading away. It's dribbling through their claws, their talons. They don't know what to do about it. Ordinary people. You, me, just like us, in the United States and in Great Britain have realized that we can, working together, topple the elites, overcome their plans and agendas. Knowing that something is possible is the first step in accomplishing it. Whether you call it the Brexit effect or the Trump effect, it's spreading all over the world. That the people of these various nations are not just helpless. That they can, in fact, working within the system, bring about change. Now, the global elites are having their confab at Davos, and the word is leaking out that there's something unprecedented going on, this rise in populism all over planet Earth. And they're admitting they can't stop it. They don't know what to do. They worked so long and so hard to convince us all that we were part of a single global family and we should have a single global government and spend our lives in permanent debt servitude to a single global bank. And now it's all coming apart. It's all coming apart. Over in the European Union, between the predations of that European Central Bank and the disaster following the refugee migration, ordinary people are saying, this is ridiculous. We can't go any further along this way. And it's rather amusing to hear all of these globalist leaders and the corporate media talk about populism as if it's a dirty word. Oh, you're a populist. They reserve the same venom they used to use for communists. Oh, you must be a commie. You must be a populist. There's nothing wrong with populism. Populism is at the core of democracy itself. That we, the people, can look at a proposal by a politician or a government and say either we agree or we disagree. That's what populism is supposed to be. And the globalists and the elites tried to pull a fast one on us. They tried to establish a single global fascist economic dictatorship and sneak it past us on this idea that as long as we believed we still had elections and still believed we had control, that we would just go along with the fact that we were being forced to be ever more dependent on the banks, on the pharmaceutical corporations, on giant food corporations, that bit by bit our options and our choices and our right to be self-sufficient were being taken away. But it's all for a good reason. Gotta save Mother Earth. Apparently over in Davos, they're so concerned about video of their goings-on leaking out that in addition to the snipers on the rooftops over there, now they've got anti-drone guns. If anybody flies a drone in to take a video or a picture of what's going on inside Davos, it will be shot down. Now, of course, if you shoot down a government drone, you're going to go to jail here. And by the way, the same thing is going on over at the Dakota Access Pipeline. The police there now have these anti-drone missile launchers. Because they don't want any more videos and photos coming out of the Dakota Access Pipeline protests. Because it makes the corporations look bad. It makes the police look bad. And now it's the National Guard. They're going to be bringing them in to deal with those pesky protesters who think that they should be entitled to safe drinking water without buying it from Nestle. So they're going to shoot down any drones that are there trying to document what is being done over there. Story coming out of government slaves. Apparently, schools are now offering safe spaces to combat toxic masculinity. Masculinity has now been declared a toxin in our society. If you're masculine, oh, there's something wrong with you. I'm sure the pharmaceutical corporations have a pill. Feeling too masculine? Take this little tablet, and you'll be a sissy by morning. This is not what schools are supposed to be about. Schools are supposed to be about giving our kids the skills needed to compete in a modern global technological marketplace. Donald Trump has a major problem in bringing manufacturing back to our country. We don't have a young workforce skilled and trained in what they need to know to work in a modern manufacturing environment. How can you build a car or an airplane with a workforce composed of art history majors? You can't. Now they're out there saying masculinity is toxic, it's evil, it's bad. When did somebody declare open season on us white heterosexual males? Why is it okay to demonize us all of a sudden? We didn't actually do all those things that they're saying we did. I've never personally owned a slave. In fact, my ancestors ran a station on the Underground Railroad. Why are they all targeting me? Because every rising tyrant needs a scapegoat group. For Hitler, it was the Jews. For previous presidential administrations, it was the Muslims. But now the Muslims are our friends because they're helping with globalism. So the scapegoat group is now the straight white male. All the problems are on them. And we're seeing the same kind of dangerous rhetoric about straight white males today that we saw in the German press in the years leading to World War II. Oh, genocide would be good. If we get rid of them, all of our problems will be solved. We've seen all this before. Now, apparently over at the National Health Service in Great Britain, one-third of all of their trusts, facilities, have been infected with ransomware. The one at the Imperial College Healthcare in London was hit with 19 attacks in just 12 months. Now, the National Health Service is already running deeply in the red. They don't have the money to take good care of the British people. And they keep getting hit with these ransomware attacks, and nobody does anything about it. Where is the NSA in all of this? We're left with one of two possible conclusions. Either the NSA are a bunch of total incompetents who are too busy amusing themselves with pictures of your naked significant other to actually do any real work, or the ransomware is coming from the U.S. government, like civil forfeiture, just another way of plundering the people by a desperately broke and hopelessly in debt government. There doesn't seem to be any other possibility. Certainly, we've not seen the NSA actually catch any terrorists. They like to claim they did. And when we say, who were they and how did you catch them? Oh, we can't reveal sources. Just take our word for it. We've been marvelously effective. After all, we're the government. Remember the NSA code challenge I did a few years back? 6 messages in 6 codes I created myself. Not one was broken. And the NSA was well motivated to break one of those codes to discourage other people from developing their own systems of encryption to protect their data. And the whole point of that one was to remind everybody that all of this NSA spying is only on you, the law-abiding citizen. Because real criminals and real terrorists already know all of the computer networks and social media and devices are compromised. They don't use the standard encryption provided by Microsoft. They know better. They know it's backdoored. They write their own. They've got the resources to do it. And I demonstrated how easy it is to do. So the NSA is not after criminals and terrorists. They're after you. And they may themselves be criminals. The Kaspersky people identified a known hacker collective, the Equation Group, as being NSA. Which is probably why they're trying to attack my server yet again. Now, here's a little bit of good news. Trump's choice for the head of Department of Energy is vowing to end the global warming scam. And it is. We've got another hard winter coming on. Just harsh winter after harsh winter, all the way back to 2000 when the carbon Nazis were proclaiming snowfalls are now a thing of the past. And the corporate media is still out there saying, oh, the sea levels are rising, the polar bears are drowning, you've got to believe us, we're the real news, ignore all that snow and ice in front of your own eyes. You don't know what you're looking at. You're too stupid to recognize snow and ice. It's actually white, lumpy rain. Still desperate to maintain that illusion. Now, yesterday we talked about a group of CDC insiders called the Spider Group, who had written an open letter to the head of the CDC saying the CDC is just been totally corrupted top to bottom. That bogus autism vaccine report was just the tip of the iceberg. And so over at John Rappaport's website, he wrote a reply back saying that there are three notable CDC frauds that should be looked at and hopefully will be looked at under the Trump administration. One was the swine flu fraud from back in 2009. We talked about that, the when pigs fly flu. Oh, it's a pandemic. It's going to wipe off the earth. You've got to buy Tamiflu. And then it turned out that the 2009 flu was less serious than the normal seasonal flu. And the Tamiflu was no more effective against it than ordinary over-the-counter acetaminophen. Then there's another story where the CDC itself is buying massive amounts of vaccines and at the same time heads up research on the safety of those vaccines. It's a monumental conflict of interest that should not be allowed to happen. And then finally, the revelation that the CDC reports on the number of flu deaths in the United States is greatly inflated in order to scare everybody into getting that flu shot. And apparently, the British Medical Journal published a report by Peter Doshi basically saying that a lot of the deaths included under flu deaths were not from the flu. A lot of people are being diagnosed as suffering from the flu. They're suffering from something else, but they need to run the numbers up because flu vaccines are big business. I mean, you can't even go to the local pharmacy. There's a sign at the door. Get the flu shot while you're shopping. Ain't getting near me with that needle. No way, Jose. Now, as I mentioned earlier in the show, Donald Trump has asked Robert Kennedy Jr., a well-known vaccine critic, to serve as head of a commission into vaccine safety. And Robert Kennedy has now accepted. And we're already seeing the vaccine stocks take a hit. And if you have not already seen it, I highly recommend you get the documentary Vaxxed. I just bought another copy because I keep finding people to give these things away to. But it's Vaxxed and you need to watch it. There are a lot of other documentaries and websites out there. This is a gigantic scam. And it's all about making money. It's all about selling medicines to perfectly healthy people who don't really need them. And not only are they not effective, some of them are harmful. But as long as our current system allows vaccine makers to put out dangerous products and not suffer any consequence for it, they're going to go on doing it. And that kind of behavior is a hallmark of a fascist economic dictatorship, where the government and corporations are aligned together against the general population. That's where we are. When corporations are allowed to sell dangerous products, when the government orders you to buy them, that's fascism. Now, Gene Cernan, who was the last man to walk on the moon, has passed away, age 82. He had a good run. And it almost feels like the end of an era as those first astronauts are all starting to leave us. It's kind of a reminder of how old those of us who were there are getting. And there's a bummer on that. That's going to cool your enthusiasm for the day. Got an interesting article from naturalblaze.com. And it's pointing out, we've been talking about body pH and how optimal human pH is between 7.35 and 7.45, which is why I drink these high pH waters. And it's asking the question, why does the legal safety requirements for water in the Safe Drinking Water Act mandate a pH of 7.0, in other words, slightly acidic, knowing that slight acidity contributes to chronic health problems, heart disease, diabetes? Why not mandate a 7.4 pH for public drinking water? Why make it acidic? Well, certainly going to help the medical industrial complex, isn't it? And we already know that the government isn't all that interested in safe drinking water anyway. Ever since the Flint water scandal broke, more and more people are testing their tap water and discovering it's in deplorable shape. Our country is literally rotting away from the greed of those people up there at the top. And that's not the United States of America the founding fathers wanted. We're not the greatest nation on earth anymore. We haven't been for quite some time. We can be again, but it's going to take a lot of work and probably more than a few tarrings and featherings along the way. We're going to take a break. We'll be back with the last segment of our program after these few words.
Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. I'm watching on Fox News, and they're going on about these 50 Democrats who are going to boycott the Trump inauguration. Do these individuals not realize how badly they look when they behave like this, like a bunch of spoiled children throwing tantrums because they didn't get what they wanted? Do you think Trump is going to care they don't show up? That he's going to stand up there and say, I refuse to take the oath of office until all the Democrats are here. That's ridiculous. It's just more pathetic grandstanding. And the Democrats and the liberals in general are doing incredible damage to their public image with all of this childish behavior, especially if it goes to violence over the weekend. The perception of the American people, the perception of the world, is going to be a bunch of sore losers are trying to stage a coup d'etat. All of this stuff they're talking about ads to get people to commit acts of violence, that's incitement. These people ought to be thrown in prison. And what's really amazing, remember during the campaign when they were trying to put Donald Trump on the spot, would you gracefully accept the results of the election? And here we are with the results of the election not being what Hillary and the liberals wanted, and they're out there screaming, it's okay for us to riot. It's okay for us to throw butyric acid into the party. It's okay for us to behave like spoiled children because we're liberals and we're above the law. We're allowed to act like this because we serve a higher and more noble purpose. They really are acting like a personality cult. Almost makes me wish I had the Kool-Aid franchise for Pennsylvania Avenue. Apparently, George Galloway has taken issue with this BBC's mockumentary on the link between Donald Trump and the Kremlin. And he says basically it comes across like an Austin Powers film in terms of its believability and credibility. But then again, BBC, which has its own problem with its top stars sexually molesting children and being covered up by the BBC. And always remember, BBC was the news network, one of more three or four, but the one we got it on video. BBC reported on the collapse of World Trade Center Building Number 7 more than 20 minutes before it actually happened. Video of the BBC's presenters standing in front of a window overlooking the World Trade Center, reporting on how the Solomon Brothers building, Building Number 7, has just collapsed and it's still standing behind her. Proving they were working off of a script. And so now BBC is out there trying to sell this idea that Donald Trump is a tool of the Kremlin. How dare we have a Russian stooge running the United States of America when everybody knows that the United States is supposed to be run by the Israeli stooges. It really is ridiculous. And I, for one, am looking forward to seeing these giant media conglomerates start to tear apart. There's the music. Time for me to get out of here. We'll be back tomorrow here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Please share what you learn here with everybody. Go gently. Go slowly. Do not trigger their defensive reflexes. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.